بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. رواه البخاري. عثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said: the best amongst you is the one who will acquire the knowledge of the Qur'an and will disseminate it. In other words, the one who will learn and teach the Qur'an is the best amongst you. As we mentioned yesterday, إِذَا كَانَ خَيْرُ الْكَلَامُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ فَكَذَلِكَ خَيْرُ النَّاسِ بَعْدَ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ مَنْ يَتَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ. That when the best of speech is the speech of Allah, when the best of words is the words of Allah, likewise, it stands to reason that the best of people after the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam will be those who learn and teach the Qur'an. In fact, this is closest to the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Allah Ta'ala, many places in the Qur'an, when the mission, an objective of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, we find this expression, yatlu alayhim ayati wa yuallimuhumul kitab. Yatlu alayhim ayati, that we sent a nabi to you, we sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you. And what is his work? What is his mission? What is the objective of the nubuwwat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He will recite the Qur'an to you. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِ. He will make tilawat. He will recite before you the ayat, the Qur'an. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابِ. And he will teach you the Qur'an. So learning and teaching the Qur'an, many places in the Qur'an, is described as one of the primary objectives of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why we sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to you. So obviously it stands to reason that those amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will do the same work. Read the Qur'an, recite the Qur'an, teach the Qur'an, learn and teach the Qur'an. They are directly making mushabahat, imitating Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their mission, in their life. So he was the best. So khayrukum, the best amongst you, is he who will learn and teach the Quran. One very important point that we need to understand. This is a delicate point and a point which we cannot possibly overstate the importance of this. Normally when there is a hifz jalsa, or some end of the year gathering for some madrasa or some maktab, and qualification is taking place, people are becoming ulama, or people have become hafizul Quran, then you will find that normally whoever is the keynote speaker, they, in this graduation ceremony, they will mention this hadith. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَ. The best amongst you is he who learns and teaches the Qur'an. And many of us have formed this mindset now, that what this hadith means, it refers to children that are learning and teaching Qur'an, or going into a maktab, or going into a madrasa. What is very, very important to try to appreciate the true meaning of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not allow ourselves to be influenced and affected by what the current environment is. Without a doubt, an ustad who is teaching in a maktab or a madrasa will fall within the purview of this hadith. Great reward, learn and teach the Quran. But who were the first people to hear this hadith? The sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did they understand from this hadith? When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to the Sahaba that the best amongst you is he who learnt and teach the Quran, if the only meaning of it is sit in some madrasa or maktab and learn and teach the Quran, then why didn't Sahaba take that meaning? Sahaba left Madinah Munawwara, they left Makkah Mukarrama, they went to the four corners of the world. Technically, they didn't open one maktab, they opened thousands of maktabs, moving maktabs. Every Sahabi was a moving madrasa. Wherever he went, he learnt and he teached the Quran. There was a vibrant environment in Madinah Munawwara of learning and teaching the Quran. A Bedouin would come from outside Medina. Allimni mimma allamaka Allah. Ya Rasulullah, teach me the Quran which Allah taught you. Sahaba would be appointed in the masjid, in the homes of Medina, in the street corners of Medina. The learning and teaching of the Quran was taking place all the time. So they did not limit and restrict and confine the understanding of such ahadith. They understood it in the correct context. They understood it taking directly from the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, innama bu'istu mu'allima. He said, Allah has sent me as a teacher. Allah has sent me as a teacher. Wherever he went, he taught and disseminated the knowledge of deen, particularly the knowledge of the Quran. So khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allamahu. Every sati who is in tabligh, every person who is going out in the path of Allah, every person who is engaged in the work of deen can practice upon this hadith. This is in fact the direct actual practice of this hadith. Door to door, person to person, gully to gully, town to town, bring alive the knowledge of the Quran. Those engaged in the work of Dawat and Tabligh create a very, very strong bond and link and association with the Quran. We have to endeavor to become moving, walking, talking Qurans like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the living embodiment of the Quran. That is the khayriyat of this ummah. Khayrukum. That is the best one amongst you. There's no one more superior than that. The one who will learn and teach the Quran. This doesn't only mean children in maktab and madrasa. It refers to adults primarily. Sahaba, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years of age, whatever the age was, from the day they accepted Islam, that is the day till their mort and death, they acquired the knowledge of Quran. And they disseminated and passed it on, practicing directly upon this directive of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama, the best amongst you. The best amongst you is he who will learn and teach the Quran. And Aisha radiallahu anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alladhi yaqra'u al-Quran wa huwa mahirun bihi ma'a as-safaratil kiram al-barara, walladhi yaqra'u al-Quran wa yatata'u fihi wa huwa alayhi shaqun lahu ajran. Muttafaqun alayhi. Aisha, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anha, is the narrator. She says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who recites the Quran, and this I have mentioned few times already, and I'm going to keep mentioning it so that this sits in our minds and our hearts. When hadith talks about yaqra'ul Quran, the one who reads Quran, this is a translation. It doesn't mean just read Quran. In the context of Sahaba, in Hadith terminology, Qira'atul Quran meant reading with acquiring the knowledge of Quran. Those who read, Qari was the one who learned the Quran. What we today, in our terminology, will call an alim, one who is studying the Quran. Every Sahabi studied Quran. It was not restricted and confined only to maktabs and madrasas or an institution. Every Sahabi, when he read Quran, it means they learned Quran. They had the knowledge of Quran. Alladhi yaqra'ul Quran in these ahadith means those who recite Quran, in other words, those who acquire the knowledge of Quran. الذي يقرأ القرآن وهو ما. Now when it comes to learning, you obviously are going to get two categories. Some ذلك فضل الله يؤتي من يشاء. Allah bless certain people. They are intelligent. They pick up things very quickly, and they excel in what they are doing. These are not no kamal or achievement of that person. It's a natural ability which Allah gave them. Then you will get those people whose memory is not so good. They battle a bit. When it comes to reading also, the tongue stutters. Now this is not a fault of that individual. That is the apportionment or distribution of Allah. Some He gave a lot of intelligence, some He gave less intelligence. Some He gave a very good memory, some person has a weak memory. Some person is articulate, can read very beautifully. Somebody else struggles and battles. So you will get two types of students and two types of reciters of Quran. The danger, the one who has a weak memory, the one who battles, the one who naturally doesn't have the ability, it is possible he'll become despondent. In becoming despondent, he will give up. So this hadith addresses such a person. One hand, the superiority of the one who is articulate, who has, mashallah, good memory, he's a mahir, he's excelled in acquiring the knowledge of Quran. His superiority, this is Allah's virtue, there's no doubt about it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَهُوَ مَاهِرٌ بِهِ. The one amongst you who learns the Quran, recites the Quran, and he has excelled in it. What is his maqam? What is his status from the previous hadith? He is the best amongst you. How high will Allah raise him? مَعَ السَّفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَى. What a beautiful virtue Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. Allah will elevate him to the height of not just the angels, the lofty angels. Like it's mentioned in the Quran, فِي صُحُفٍ مُكَرَّمًا مَرْفُوعَةٍ مُطَخَرًا بِأَيْدِي سَفَرًا كِرَامٍ بَرَرًا. Allah in the Quran elevates certain malaika, and Allah uses these words to describe them. بِأَيْدِي سَفَرًا كِرَامٍ بَرَرًا. Safara, this is an Arabic word that comes from the word safir. It has two connotations. Safir, one is like we'd say an ambassador, a representative. Who is representing? Representative of Allah. The lofty angels that carried the message of Allah. They are referred to as safir or safara. Another connotation of this word safir is katib, one who records or who writes. That also denotes honor. So ma'as safara al-kiram. Kiram means the honorable ones. Barara, this comes from the root word bir or bar. In other words, one who is obedient. So Allah Ta'ala describes certain malaika in the Quran. Fi suhufim mukarrama, marfu'atim mutakhara. In reference to the Quran, Allah says, بِأَيْدِي سَفَرَ كِرَام بَرَرَ. It is in the hands of those malaika that are safir, that are kiram, that are bir. They are honorable, lofty scribes, noble malaika. They are Allah's representatives. They are safir. So, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ. The one who recites, learns, teaches the Qur'an. وَهُوَ مَاهِرٌ بِهِ. And he has excelled in it. Allah blessed him with those abilities. What is his status and maqam? مَعَ السَّفَرَةِ الْكِرَامِ الْبَرَرَى. He will be with the lofty, noble scribes amongst the angels. Such a maqam and status Allah will give him. Run out of time, inshallah. We'll continue.